Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we look at what you can watch on, funnily enough, the big screen and the little screen. Susie Lyon is here. I'm Kat Cullen, and Susie has taken us out to the cinema this week. Hey, Susie, how you doing?
G'day, Kat. I'm doing good. I thought we should go to the cinema, so I've got a nice new movie for you. This one is out now, and it's Mean Girls. Ooh. So musicals are all the rage these days, so why not do it to the modern classic Mean Girls? Hey, why not? This is a new movie. It's not a remake of the original film, but it's a standalone musical with the same storyline as the original movie. It is written by Tina Fey, who did write the original, and it was first a hit Broadway show that has now received its day in Hollywood. So if you've been under a rock, I will tell you what it's about. Caddy returns to the US with her mother after being homeschooled in Kenya. And so she's introduced to the American school way of life through friends Damien and Janice, who warn her to steer clear of the plastics. They're a group of popular girls that run the school. Caddy inadvertently befriends the plastics, all while pining after lead plastic Regina George's boyfriend.
All right, let's have a snippet from the trailer of this one. See if you can pick out the voices here of, as you said, Tina Fey's in there, but Jon Hamm and Pam from The Office is in the American one. We'll be starring in this little snippet of the trailer. Here we go.
What was that?
Oh, Lord, it's the Queen Bee.
Regina George.
Don't look her in the eye.
You could be really hot if you change, like, everything. I met a
guy in the summer and I left. Welcome to Health and Human Sexuality.
We'll be getting into abstinence, of course, then followed by in the spring, condoms and choking.
You're learning things now that I don't know how to teach.
As you say, this is a musical, which makes it significantly different to the original Mean Girls film, which was in 2004. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it absolutely was. And the thing is about this being a musical, it really caused some confusion when the trailer was first released because there were no musical numbers included in the trailer. So a lot of people saw the trailer and thought they've remade Mean Girls, the original movie, but that's just not what happened. What would be the point in remaking perfection? But you can 100% expect dance numbers, glitter bombs, and a lot of singing while walking through those school hallways.
You can also expect some actors who I think are probably in their 30s playing actors in their teenage years. Yeah, that's the other thing that this always makes me chuckle at. In terms of that, I guess that's the major difference between the Mean Girls 2004 movie and this, right? The fact that this is a musical.
Yeah, there are a few other differences. The main one being that the musical is now set with the social media influences of modern day teenage life. That didn't really play a part in the original film. They also did change a few things between the Broadway show and the new movie. Mainly the musical numbers have been shortened. Some plot lines have been left out. The Broadway show has a runtime of 2.5 hours, while the new movie is just shy of 2 hours.
All right, good to know. That one is Mean Girls. It's out now at the cinema. Check it out. And Susie, I don't know if I should confess to you, but I might need to go and watch the 2004 movie because not seen it. Sorry about that. Yeah, I knew I would have that reaction. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Dear. You have to go see it now. You've got to see two movies.
Okay. I'm going to be too busy, though, because I really want to catch Expendables 4. It's out now on Sky Show. This is very much a heist show sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, this one is action-packed. It is the fourth installment to the Expendable film series, and it is out now on Sky Show. It's the last movie in the film series and sees the tight-knit team of skilled combat vets turned mercenaries. They're going to head to Libya with Sylvester Stallone as Barney Ross, the leader of the Expendables. There's a terrorist group. They plan to start World War III, and the Expendables make every effort to thwart that plan, losing some members along the way.
Hey, why should we tell you what happens when we can let the team tell you? Here's the brief.
Terrorists have taken possession of nuclear missiles on a cargo ship off the coast. If these babies go off, it'll be World War III.
Take cover!
To choose this life over friends, God! Over family.
It's time to get loud.
Remember this face. Don't shoot it by accident.
So this one, it's a movie, and this will be the fourth movie in that series of movies.
Exactly. And it is going to be the final one. There's not going to be any more. And it's got a pretty good cast. It's got Jason Statham, Megan Fox, as well as 50 Cent and Andy Garcia.
All right, great cast there. That's The Expendables, and it is out on Sky Show right now. Go check that one out, as well as the other three, of course. That's going to be a great series of movies to go catch. I'm going to be very, very busy, Susie. We've taken a look this week at Mean Girls out at the cinema and also The Expendables, the fourth installment on Sky Show. Susie, thanks so much for checking out what you can watch. Catch you next week.
Thank you so much, Kat. Make sure you go and catch that original Mean Girls as well.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.